Well, folks, we're in Anderson Valley this week, and I may never leave. I have had an incredible time here. These wines just continue to get better and better, and new projects are popping up, and this is a few years old here. I'm with Jerry Murray, and this is Domaine Anderson. We have some beautiful bottles on the table here. First, we're going to be talking about your Chardonnay, and Anderson Valley and Chardonnay and Pinot Noir are synonymous around here.
Absolutely. We have a perfect climate for both of these varietals, so that's why we find they thrive here.
Let's go into your background a little bit, because that's pretty fascinating in itself. You've made wine all over the world here, so you bring something very unique to the table to Anderson Valley and Domaine Anderson.
If you say so. Started off in Oregon. Most of my career was spent in Oregon, a Pinot Noir specialist. I joke that I'm not a winemaker that fell in love with Pinot Noir. I'm a Pinot Noir lover that became a winemaker. So most of that was spent in Oregon. I did a couple vintages in 2003 and 2004 in Marlborough and Martinborough, New Zealand, respectively. And then in 2004, I also did a harvest in the Mosel Valley of Germany.
You know, that's totally unique areas, and they really would have nothing in common. So you really have spread yourself out and have a lot of knowledge and a background for this. So Chardonnay here is a natural product of this valley, and the valley just, it thrives here. Tell us about this wine. This is the 2013 vintage.
2013 vintage was on the cooler side. Not cold by any means. And the real beauty of the Anderson Valley is the diurnal variations, daytime high to nighttime low temperatures really helps retain acidity. And we saw that really play out in 2013 in both the Chardonnay and the Pinot Noir. So our goal is to make wines that are really driven across the palate, agility. We're not trying to make lethargic, lazy wines that rest in the mouth. We want wines that are racy and exciting. The 2013 Chardonnay, you know, has weight, but it has a nice acidic backbone to help move it across the palate.
Fruit and acid together is just a wonderful combination, and when it's in balance like that, it makes your job easy.
Absolutely, and there's a kiss of oak involved. I think the right judicious use of oak can help add to a wine. We're not afraid to use a little bit of new oak to sort of expand the palate a bit.
Chef just brought two great dishes to the table, and I can guarantee that Jerry and I are going to enjoy both of these, and there will be no food or wine left shortly. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.